for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Saturday afternoon service of March the 29th, 1997, of the Passover Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The coffee to the speaker for the afternoon. Should this tape for any reason prove to be defective, please explain in return for replacement. Thank you.
Got it. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Before we start ministry, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just loose the power of the Holy Spirit to fall upon this place right now. To touch hearts, ears, open spiritual ears and spiritual eyes that they may see and understand and receive the word that comes forth. That it will minister to the body and bring life, bring fruit, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I bind the enemy. I bind all of Satan's power in this building in the name of the Lord Jesus. I ask you send your angels and cleanse this building from every demon that has come out from any person here that it, during the deliverance, these days that we have ministered deliverance, to cleanse this church in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to carry them out, carry them to the pit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bound, and they're chained to men that they'll not have dominion or rule over this place and cannot return in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we just thank you that you've given us authority to do away with these harassing forces that have come in. I bind the backlash and retaliation from the demons that would come to harass in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I have one word I want to say. If you hear something today, like Tommy said this morning, that you cannot receive, lay it on the shelf. There's been a lot of word going forth in our church. And you'll hear it, and you receive it. But if you can't receive it, don't throw it out. Don't throw it out. Place it on the shelf till the Lord will minister it to you in your life, in your personal life, because He will. I'm sure He will. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, I was telling the women, ladies upstairs, I wrestled with the Lord over my son, and I've really wrestled with him over sharing the word. I tried, in fact, I thought it all the way over here, and then I wrestled yesterday, and finally I submitted, and I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it. I'm going to share some things in Revelation, and that the Lord has given me. Maybe you already know all of this. I did not. But the Lord has been, I was telling the ladies, I've been isolated about 3 months. Just me and the Lord. Well, my husband's there too, but he's at work most of the time, so I'm by myself in daytime. And the only going that I've done has been to our church. We have a church, and ministering in the church, he and I together 3 times a week. And so I had a lot of time with the Lord and in the Word. And I've come to the place where I asked the Lord, I want to know why it's like this. I mean, what's that got to do with me? And so anyway, He began to show me some things about the Word, about the enemy that we fight, what he's trying to do. We know he's trying to destroy us. And Glenn was talking about the warfare that's going to come, the enemy that's going to come against this place. Well, see, it's already coming. It's beginning to come in every direction. The scripture says the bottomless pit is open, would be open, and the angel would have the key to the bottomless pit, and those bottomless demons from the bottomless pit would be brought forth, would come forth, and they would attack. Well, they're already attacking. And the reason I know, because I've been casting some of them out. And, you know, I was bound, principalities and powers in the heavenlies, and these demons tell me I didn't come from there. So I said, where'd you come from? And it says, when the Bible says you say you talk to demons, well, if I have to, sometimes I do. Sometimes you talk, they talk to you and you can't get them to shut up. But anyways, what I want to start with today in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 26. Years ago, the Lord gave me this scripture, and I was praying to be an overcomer when I didn't know what an overcomer was. I wanted all the blessings that were written here of the overcomer, and so I would go through the scriptures and I'd pray that God would give me revelation of the word, that he'd give me the hidden manna, that he would, you know, he would talk to me and show me what the word's saying. And so he gave me this long time ago in verse 26 and says, he who overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him I will give power over the nations. And the Lord was showing me that the nations, now, I'm going to apply everything that I'm going to share to us, okay? Not to the nations of the world, not to the scripture says, Revelation is, it was, it is, and shall be. Things that was, and is, and shall be. Well, God began to show me that, and I see Revelation as a book of deliverance. And I see Revelation telling us that if we don't overcome those seven, I see those seven churches as, who's a church? We are. And we look at them as that's the church at Ephesus, the church at Laodicea church, the Smyrna church, the Thyatira, all of these different churches. There's a problem in those churches that you and I have in us. And God, we will never be an overcomer till we overcome those things that were in those churches. And the biggest thing we have got to overcome is compromising the Word of God. And I believe that God meant what he said what he meant, and he meant for us to walk in it. And so, when he was talking about these nations, where is the war? It's in your mind. It's in you. Tommy said it this morning. You ought to have to preach after Tommy, especially since he's been in Revelation. Praise the Lord. But these talks about, you are God's garden. And God had given that to me the other day, and he began to show me not only was I his garden, but in me there are two trees. There's the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And those, whichever one you are eating of is what you are going to walk in. And I believe that Jesus is the tree of life, and I believe the enemy is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I believe he's the one that works through those different areas. Now, Jim said, don't throw it out. If you want to throw it out, that's when you're in the Lord. My job is not to convince you. I'm sharing with you, okay? You can go back in. I told the ladies this morning, I was asking them this afternoon, I said, let me give you something to chew on. We're a spirit being, aren't we? Where is the spirit? What is the spirit? Now, I'm not going to answer it. I want you to think about it. God is spirit. Get in your Bible and go to running references on it and see what it says to you about the spirit. About your spirit. I'm not talking about the spirit of God. I'm talking about you. We're made created in God's image. He breathed the breath of life into us in Genesis, into Adam in Genesis 2. And man became a living soul. Now it's my church. I preached this at my church and I said, where's the Holy Spirit? Where's your spirit? Where are you, spirit? I believe that you look, the spirit, you're, I wasn't going to tell you, but I'll tell you much. I believe your spirit is just exactly like you. It's not just a little bit or here. Somebody, when I asked that question in my church, they said, out of your innermost being, out of your belly. I said, well, what part of your belly? Where are you, spirit? We are spirit, and we live in this house. And when we shed this house, we'll still look like we do. I mean, we have the form that I don't know how we're going to look, but we're still, you still got fingers. Because, you know, maybe go read Luke 16. When Lazarus wanted, the rich man in hell wanted Lazarus to go and wet the tip of his finger and touch his, give him a drink. Right? Get in the book. It's in the book. So I'm saying to you, since we're spirit, so we're living this house God made us and put us in this clay body. Showed me something. I'm going to obey the Lord. Spirit of the Lord. I got up here and I thought, Lord, I don't know how you want me to go. But I'm like, do you know the man that was born blind in the scriptures? And, you know, for years I pondered on that, and I thought, you know, God, the word said, Jesus said that he was not born blind because of the sins of the fathers. You know, there's another area where the sins of the fathers was mentioned, or his sin, but he was born blind so that the glory of God could be, God could be glorified through it. And, but did you notice how Jesus healed him? He made spittle out of the dust. What are you made out of? You're made out of dust. And so what he did, he took some of what the man was made out of and put in his eyes and created eyes. And the Lord revealed that to me, and I thought, goodness, Lord, it was right there before us all the time, and I never saw that. Y'all may have already known it, but I didn't know that. And so God is trying to show us that within you and I said the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, two nations are in you. I think I heard somebody mentioned it. He walked all over a lot of things I wanted to share with us this morning. That's okay. Lord, it didn't bother me talking. I said, Lord wants us to hear it, so I'm going to go on. But within us, two nations. And Tommy read in Revelation 12, he was talking about the sun, the church, and the bride and all. And the Lord spoke to me about this and said that the two nations are warring to keep the sons of God from coming forth. He wants to destroy the sun. And so, how's he going to do that? He's going to do it by the enemy that's within us. And, you know, we don't like to think we have demons. And, oh, it's okay if we've got demons and sickness. We'll get rid of that. Well, I mean, that's okay. We'll get rid of all the sickness. But we don't want to admit there might be something more than sickness within us. Well, the scripture tells you, if we read the scriptures and ask the Spirit of the Lord to reveal it to us, he's the one that wrote the book, he will reveal it to us. And as he said here in Revelation 2:26, that he would give us authority over the overcomer, authority over the nations. And if you've got nations warring in your mind, what is it, 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, casting down imaginations and everything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, you've got something to do to take authority over the nations within you. I want to show you, Lord willing, how the false prophet works and how you listen to him. He's in you, he talks to you, and you listen to him. And he does it to keep you from hearing what God wants to say to you. The Holy Spirit lives within you and I, and he has all the answers. And God would have us walk as children, sons of God, and walk in knowledge and authority. But because of that false one that's in us, you say, well, he's not in me. Yes, he is. He is in you, and he talks to you. And you think it's you. He's talking to you all the time. You're listening to two voices. You either hear God or the enemy. And so that false prophet is prophesying to you, and he's stealing everything that you learn. You sit here and you listen. I said to the ladies, I said, you know, everybody here has got enough word in them that nobody needs to teach you the word. You need to start acting and walking in the word. And so we hear the word, and we sit there, and the enemy comes and steals it from you. He tells you if you get up and start to walk in it or try to minister something that God has given you, he'll say, you better not do that. You better not pray for sick. They might not get healed. Or you better not say that, they might not receive it. Well, bless the Lord, God wants you to be obedient to him. And you've got to learn what voice you're listening to. So that false prophet that talks within you, that counterfeit of that false trinity, and I'm going to give you a scripture. I'm going on if it takes 6 o'clock. I won't be that long, I promise. But I want you to know that God is telling us that he wants us to be overcomers. I was reading over in Ezekiel, on the overcomer, and God says, you know, the overcomer is those that pray, that intercede for the church. And I said, Lord, I know that. You know, I've been studying that, and I know that. You know, see, I'm telling the Lord, I know that. Just like we always say when somebody goes to give us something, I know that. And the Lord said to me, who's the church? I said, me. He said, well, how can you pray all those abominations in you, and you need to get them out so you can see clearly to pray for the church? He said, you've got to overcome those. You've got to see that what's in you, you've got to recognize it. Instead of saying, I'm pretty near perfect. And most of us think we are. And God says, recognize what's in you and overcome it.
Yes.
You see, God wants us to walk as His sons. And how does His son walk? Jesus, Isaiah 53 tells you how Jesus walked. When somebody makes you mad, what do? You retaliate one way or the other. You might say, well, bless the Lord, you know, but you go off and this false prophet goes to talking to you and he tells you all these things that you should have said and all the things you should have done because you let that person put you down. Now, one of the ways we overcome is to say, hey, God's word says to love them. And I forgive them for what they did to me. And Lord, you bless them. Did you bless them? But you got to get rid of it in you. You've got to overcome it. And we sit there and we ask the Lord to bless them and we lose love on them. God wants to teach us how to overcome the nations that are warring against God's spirit in us. You got God in you. You're baptized in the Holy Ghost. You've got the Trinity in you. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And they're all there in you by the Spirit of God. Jesus said, I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me, and Father, we in them. Someone was talking, I think, last night about, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Lord, I learned that in a Baptist church, and I thought, man, I'm a new creature. And I knew I was. I changed. Boy, I was changed. But I still acted like the old creature. You're right. You know why? Because I wasn't in Christ. He was in me. Now, what I'm talking about is as we walk with Him and we overcome this thing, this tree of knowledge of good and evil that we partake of, these two nations that are warring within us, then we become more and more in Christ. I was asking the Lord about Hebrews 6. You know the scripture that says, therefore leaving the doctrine, principle of the doctrines of the laying on of hands and baptism and whatsoever, and going on into perfection if God permits. You see? We ask God, say, Father, we want to go on into maturity. We want to go in and walk on into that 100th goal. We want to walk on into it. And I'm just gonna let it all hang out, okay? Y'all can accept what you want to and what you don't want to. That's okay too. But I want to share what God told me. I said, Lord, I shared with the ladies upstairs a little bit about this. I said, Lord, everybody tell me I need to be a son. I'm gonna be a son of God. I want to be a son. I want to walk in that. I want to be an overcomer. I want to go on in. Listen, ever since the day I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, ever since I received the Holy Ghost, I've known there's a place to walk with God that we can see God's power and His authority manifested, and we don't have to stop and wonder if it's going to work. We just know it is because we believe God's Word. I know that. I've known that from the beginning. But then I've had to war with all these things that this nation that comes against me. So I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, how do we become sons of God? What is the rule of thumb? What can I do? I know I'm going to have to be an overcomer. And I said, how do I do this? I want to. I don't like me sometimes. I really don't. I don't like to get upset. I don't like me. And I said, I always feel like I'm just really failed when all these things come forth. And so I was saying, Lord, what? How? And I was sitting at my desk and kind of pushed back my chair. And Lord, I heard the voice of the Lord say, you know about the angels? And I thought, yeah, you know, I call them angels here. And I call for the angels, to surround us and protect us and so forth. And he said, you know, they obey me. Now, they have a will. I've been told they don't have a will, but they do. If they didn't have a will, why did they rebel? They had a right to rebel. They rebelled, right? So you see, but he said to me, now if they didn't have a will, I mean, if they had to obey God, well, they would have never rebelled and turned away from Him. So he was saying to me over in Psalms 104, 103, verse 20, he said, the angels hearken unto the voice of His word. They obey His command. And they are the sons of God. So the angels are God's creative sons. But he said, but the thing he was talking to me about was, they obey me. They listen to my word and they do what my word says. And they believe me. And said, that's what you've got to do. And I said, but Lord, I'm trying. He said, now the trying part is where you've got to overcome. But he said, you've got to stop being intimidated by what people think and be afraid of what people are going to say. They can say it anyway if they want to. He said, but you've got to start listening to me. And I had been praying and saying, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you. I don't want to hear all this other. I'm hungry. I feel so empty sometimes. And so he got me along. He got me where I could hear him. And let me tell you, some people say, don't tell me God spoke to you. You know who you think you are. Well, my Bible tells me Holy Ghost knows everything. He lives in me, and if I need an answer, he has it. And so I was sitting there at my desk one morning, and I was saying, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do this morning. I want to read my Bible, but I really don't even know where to read. Nothing. And I had turned on a tape, and I was listening to some music. I thought, I'm just really tired after deliverance on Wednesday night. I was tired. And I was sitting there, and I got up, went in the kitchen to get me a cup of coffee, and I heard the voice of the Lord say, you can't listen to me in that, too. I thought, well, that's so true. No wonder God, he wasn't talking to me. I was listening to the music. And I just thought he was going to override it and talk to me. You see, we have got to prepare ourselves to walk as overcomers and overcome the things that the enemy has blinded us through deception. You know the whole seven churches, if you put those seven churches with Deuteronomy 7, you got the seven nations, the lust, the pride, the compromise, the rejection, the fear, and all those different things over in Deuteronomy 7 when it talks about those seven nations, the Hittites, the Hivites, all of those. Well, so what I want you to see this afternoon, am I boring you? I want you to know that God wants us to overcome these things, and we have got to overcome them. And he wants you and I to walk as his children. Over in Psalms, in the second chapter of Psalms, he gave me the scripture the other day as I was looking at this, and he said in the verse 7, he said, I will declare the degree the Lord has said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. And we think big. We think about we're going to rule and reign the nations, and we may do that as we walk in the kingdom when Jesus comes back. But he said, I'll give you the nations if you will ask me for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. So I said, Lord, I want these nations in my mind that talk to me and that war with me. I want them cast out. You know, Tommy said something one time. I was sitting on the front row. I like to fell off the chair over here. He said, he was talking about, and I'm probably going to use that scripture about the war in heaven. And Michael and his angels was fighting with Lucifer and his angels, and they were cast out. And I was sitting there, and I like to fell off that chair. I thought, that's it. That's it. The whole kingdom, the whole nation needs to be cast out. Where's your heaven? Heaven's in me. I've listened to Tommy so much, and he said, heaven's in me. I know heaven's in me. But I don't let heaven have its way. Who's ruling your throne today? So if you, the nations within you, the nation of God, that God is trying to build his kingdom. I think all the things I'm saying is God is trying to build, is building his body, but the devil's building his too. And if whichever voice you're listening to is which one is the strongest in you and I. And the thing is, we need to get into the word and start believing the word and get out all these, seven nations over seven churches over here, these compromised, coldness. I tell my church, I said, you know, when you first came to Jesus, the first church, what is it, the church at Ephesus, when you first came to Jesus, you loved him. Oh, it was so, he still, we love him now, but he was so wonderful, man. You went out and you preached Jesus. You got to get saved. Everybody needs to get saved, and you got the Holy Ghost, and he became more real to you, and your love for him was so great. And then you started going to all these meetings and going from church, you know, doing all this stuff, and you begin to lose your first love. You walked away from your first love. And so we start by overcoming and going back to the beginning, to Jesus. go back to your first love. And you begin to say, Father, forgive me for walking away. Lord Jesus, forgive me that I put other things ahead of you. And so then you go back and you overcome in this area. And then when you do, as he said, I'll give you the nations. He says, I'm not going to go into those promises. You look at them. And I'm not going to the seven churches, but I want you to know that you begin by going back to Jesus and see, loving him like you did at the first. Let me give you a scripture on the two nations. I was telling Jim, I sat down one afternoon, Lord had been giving me a lot of this stuff, and I had not shared a lot of it with Jim over in Genesis chapter 26. And I was sitting there with him, and I said, and I was sharing with him as the Holy Spirit would bring things to my remembrance that I had been studying. I didn't have my book, my Bible, or my notebooks or anything. Jim, my husband's always told me, he said, when God's talking to you, write it down or put it on tape. And I said, I can't listen to God and speak it into a tape. I can't listen to the Holy Spirit and write it down. I wait till he gets through and then I write it down because I don't want to miss what he's saying. But the Lord began to talk to me about the two nations. And I said, Lord, give me scripture. See, when the Spirit of the Lord says something to me, when I hear something, I want the scripture for it. And so he sent me over to Genesis in chapter 26. And if you remember, Rachel had twins. In chapter 26 of Genesis, I forgot what verse I wanted. 25, verse 20. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian, of Paghan, Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, If all is well, why am I like this? And so she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. So here we see that God said to Rebekah, he said, there's two nations in you, and there's going to be a war between them. And that was a picture to me of what he was talking about over there, about the two nations that are within us. God is trying to build his kingdom, and the enemy's kingdom was in you before you came to Jesus. You belonged to the devil before you got saved. That doesn't sound good, but you did. You had to get born again. And you are a child of the devil, because God doesn't have any grandchildren. He just has children. And so we see here, and then over in Genesis 4, I was just asking the Lord about it, and he said the war came forth in Genesis chapter 4. Look at Cain and Abel. They were twins. The scripture doesn't say that Eve conceived again. Verse 1 says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain. And said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. And then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground. And we know that when they came forth, when God was talking to me about these two different kingdoms, he said, the kingdom, Cain represented one and Abel the other. And what happened? Cain slew Abel. God showed us that the stronger one would win. He said, well, that's, you know, don't you ever want to know why God put all this in the book? And you ask him, and he, as you study, and you read, you know, the scripture answers itself if you'll just stay in it and find the answer to it. But he begins to reveal to us it was even in the Garden of Eden. This really was far out when I was thinking of reading on this. When God created Adam and he put him in the garden. There was a literal garden and he put him there in the garden. And I looked at Adam and I thought, Adam represented God. He was made in the image of God. And then he created Eve, a woman. And the woman in Revelation represents the church. And this was coming to me, I don't know if I shared this with you or not. But then Adam listened to his wife, Eve, and they sinned. He compromised the word of God. God said, don't eat of that tree. He didn't tell him he couldn't eat of the tree of life, but he told him, don't you eat of that other tree. But he listened to his wife. Now, this is what I see. We as God's people get into the Word and believe the Word. But we go to churches sometimes that we listen to them and what they're saying. And although we know what the Word says, we listen to what they say about it, and we begin to compromise what we believe. And the Word is no longer pure in us. That's why the Lord was telling me, if we're going to walk as sons of God, we've got to obey the Word. We can't say, well, I know God said it, but, you know, He really didn't mean it that way. Don't we hear that? God said it. I know deliverance is real, but, you know, you don't really have to have deliverance. You know, you're blood-bought, you bought, paid for with them. Listen, I'm blood-bought, I'm an overcomer. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. That's the way we're going to overcome all this. Revelation 12:11. We are blood-bought, but we still have to overcome this. You can sit down. You can sit down and be in the 30-fold, and you can sit down and be in the 60-fold. But let me tell you, with the war that's coming, you better know how to defeat your enemy. You better be doing the warfare. You better get yourself prepared. God wants His Son to go forth and help the world about us, to be able to walk where you and I have been filling up on this Word for years. Not to just sit down and say, man, look at me, I've got it. Well, God wants us to get free and to go forth and to be the people He's called us to be, and let the world see us walking as believers and say, hey, I don't know what it is about you, but I want what you got. So you tell me how I can get it. But they look at us, and we look so much like them most of the time because we're complaining and, you know, we got all these problems. You know, the Word tells us that as we go through these things, God's going to bring us through them. And as we walk with Him and we overcome them, we can share with them that, hey, you don't have to be defeated because something's going wrong in your life. Get a hold of Jesus. Get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Get the Word. Oh, dear. Praise the Lord. But I want you to know that we've got to know we've got an enemy. And if you're going to sit down and say God's going to do it, you know that God didn't say He's going to do it for you. He's already done it. Jesus defeated the devil when He rose from the dead. He defeated the enemy. And He said, you know that scripture in Matthew 16, Lord gave it to me years ago, that He says, I've given you the keys of binding and loosing. And then if you follow that on through, He also said that Jesus has the keys of death and hell. And Jesus gave the keys to us. He said, I've given you the power and authority to walk. He says, but don't be, you know, just walk in it. It's yours. And don't get proud, but be glad that your name is written in heaven. And He gave us the authority. And He said, now you go and you do the work that I've given you. And He told us what He had given unto us. And He says, now you just keep walking. And you keep believing the Lord, where did He go? He's not going to come. I hear people pray, oh, Jesus, come do this for me. And I say, oh, shut up. He's already done it. Just thank Him that He's done it. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and He says, I've given you authority. And He said, your authority and my authority comes from the right hand of the Father where we're seated in Christ Jesus. We are in Him in heavenly places. And I tell you, we need to get up and start acting like we are overcomers, that we're not defeated, and throw the enemy out and get rid of him out of us, and then go around and get him out of everybody around you.
And if you are a garden, and in the garden was the tree of life, and the tree of knowledge and good and evil, and you are the garden. Who put that in there?
God did.
God put those two trees in there. God didn't make you, but you had to obey every word He said. He gave you free choice. You have a will. You can will to do good, or you can will to do evil. And that is in there. Now, which one are you going to obey?
Well, you got to overcome. You got to get in there and do the work. Because, you see, we are in Him. He gave it to me like that. He said, I put that snake in there, you know. I said, you sure did, Lord. And we've been fighting that dude ever since then. And this is what we're fighting today, is that snake that God put in the garden. He put those in there to make us strong, to trust Him, to trust Him. And when we begin to really believe, I preached a sermon in our church years ago on unbelieving believers. Unbelieving believers. Oh, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. We need to get before the Lord and be honest. We need to say, God, I know your word says it, but I just have a real hard time believing it. Now, you help me. And we begin to stand on the word, begin to believe God. And confess your sins. You think you're fooling God? We can deceive each other. We can, you know, walk around like we've got all the answers and we don't have any problems. Don't put your religious face on. Come in and say, hey, I got this problem, and God told me, you know, that I can get some help and I'm going to get free from it. I want that serpent out, that thing that's in me, tormenting me. Now, as I said, you come forth and pray for it. Get prayer for a headache. You get prayer for a backache, but you need to get the serpent out, and I'll never get through with this. Let's go over to, where'd I go? Praise the Lord. Well, I'm gonna go back over to Revelation. I want to go to Revelation 13. The Lord gave me a scripture in Revelation 17. It's Revelation 15 about have you the victory. Let me read Revelation 15. Go 13. I'm gonna give you one more verse. In Revelation 15, verse 2, he said, "And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God." He said in his word, "I saw those that have the victory over the beast, over the mark of the beast, over his image, and over his number." And this is where what we're coming against. This is what we're coming to fight and war against is the beast that's within. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 says, "Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet was like the feet of a bear, and his mouth was like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and his great authority." I was reading that, and I had been studying. I'd done a study over there on the chapter 4 of Revelation about the four beasts around the throne of God. And, you know, the face, one of them has the face of a lion, face of a man, the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle. I mean, flying like an eagle. Talks about it over in Ezekiel. And the Lord began to talk to me, and over in Ezekiel 1, it talks about this, and each one of these, if you look at it, in Matthew's gospel, is the king, the lion of Judah. Jesus came from, all of these faces in Ezekiel and over in Revelation 4 are talking about Jesus. Okay? Okay, what I want you to see, if the word, if Jesus is the word, right? He's a living word, he's God, he's the Son of God. Okay, over here we see in the beast, you got the three faces of the beast, which is Satan's characteristics. The bear, what's the bear do? He destroys. What's the lion do? He destroys. What was the other one? Leopard. Destruction. And they are his words. What he puts in us. Go back to Revelation 16, verse 12. Verse 13 says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming up out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. They are the spirits and demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of Armageddon." And the Lord was showing me that, see, here we've got the beast, the dragon, the beast, the false prophet. And those demons coming up out of their mouths are the words, are spirits, but they're also words. This false prophet comes and he prophesies in you, and he speaks words. And the beast, see, first of all, you got to recognize you got the beast in you. I forgot to tell you that. And the dragon. See, the dragon, see, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is the true Trinity. You say, well, I don't have these in me. Praise the Lord, you've been delivered from them. But if you hadn't, think about it. You got all of the Satan. You don't have Satan himself. You don't have God himself or Jesus himself. You have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the Trinity coming to you by the Spirit. So you got all these things in you by a demon of a spirit of the enemy. Did y'all all turn me off? Okay, so these two are warring. See, the Holy Spirit in you doesn't war. You've got to feed Him. You've got to stand and let Him come forth within you. But this other thing in you will take you over. You know, He don't care. And He'll speak words to you. Can I stop right there and share something with you? I hope I can remember to go back where I was. Tommy talked about the two witnesses this morning over in Revelation 11. I was talking about this. I was studying about this, and the Lord sent me over to read that, Revelation 11, on the two witnesses. And I read it, and I was wondering what He was going to say to me. I thought, you know, I could remember what you had said about it. And I said, you know, and I knew before I heard you, the Lord had revealed to me that that was the Spirit and the Word. The two witnesses are the Spirit and the Word. And the 3 days that they're killed, let me tell you what God told me about it. God says, the Spirit of the Lord in me said, I'll give you a word. I'll reveal something to you. I'll show you truth by the Spirit and the Word. And He said, and then you get real excited and you go out and I go tell Jim. But He didn't see it that way. And He'll come against it. Thank God He doesn't, because the Lord, we're one, and God reveals to Him. And when He does, well, then that witness, it dies within you. I mean, you just go around and think, well, I dismissed the Lord. See, I just went through it. I can tell you that because I didn't want to preach the sermon. And He said, he'll steal it. They'll steal it from you. And said, then, in 3 days, the Holy Ghost in you will rise up and say, hey, don't let them take it away from you. It was real. Said, don't let the enemy steal it. Now, that was wonderful to me, because I know that when God gives me something, people will say, you know, God don't talk to you like that. Well, He doesn't talk to me like I wish He did. And I can't hear. He talks, I just don't hear Him like I wish I could. And so, this is what He was saying to me. And He said, even within you, they'll rise up this false prophet in you and say, hey, that wasn't God. That was just you. You know, when they say that to me, I have to say, you know, I'm not that smart, and God knows it, so you're on the wrong track. Because if the Lord didn't give it to me, I'm not smart enough to, in my natural, forget it. And so He was showing me that this false prophet in us has stolen so much from us, and we need to get him out. I went after the false prophet in my church the other night. I didn't intend to. I didn't even intend to do deliverance. I was trying to get out of it. And I told y'all, this 86-year-old man said, I want deliverance. And I said, what for? He says, I don't know. I just want deliverance. I wanted to punch him out. And then another lady back there said, I want deliverance. And I thought, okay, I don't want to work on deliverance. I'll just do mass deliverance. And so I was doing mass deliverance, and I was calling the spirits out, and I was just calling, you know, surface stuff that we go after all the time that you could get out by yourself. You know, little things like anger and pride. The brother said it last night. We're forever casting it out. My husband cast lust out of that old man so many times that ain't even funny. Don't you let him buy the steak. He'll kill me. He ordered steaks from over here. And I said, listen, you need to get the root of that thing out. I'm sick and tired of seeing that thing have to be cast out of you. All right. I was working on just mass deliverance, and one of the ladies in there said, something in me saying, false prophet, false prophet, false prophet. I said, okay, you old false prophet, come out of her in the name of Jesus. Well, it really exploded. Everybody in the church began to get some deliverance from the false prophet. We worked on it. We called it out. We were calling the words out. We were calling the things. See, the thing will talk, and you listen to it. I keep trying to drive this home, because we had one of the ladies in our church kept telling me, the Lord said this, and the Lord said that. Well, she was so demonized, I thought, you can't hear the Lord. And I was thinking, Lord, I don't mean to limit you, but I just don't understand.
And one day, the Lord said to me, I was working on her, and she was saying, God thought it wasn't the Lord, it was God said this. And I had to ask her what God she was talking about. And when we got her to realize that she was listening to that false prophet, and I didn't even call him that. I said, I don't know what you're listening to, because I didn't really know about this at that time, not like the Lord has shown it to me since then. That when we began to, she began to see that that thing was working in her, she began to bind it and said, no, you're not talking to me in the name of Jesus. And she began to hear the word that was coming forth. And when we teach the word, she couldn't even hear the word because that thing was so busy talking to her. So I wanted you to see that another thing back in Revelation, 13. And I will throw this out at you. In Revelation 13, verse 1, it said, I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. A beast rising up out of the sea. And the sea is water in the natural. Mary was talking about her brother. And we prayed for her brother this morning. I want to ask you if you've ever seen so many people having kidney failure, having had kidney transplants. Okay? I want you to look at where that beast is rising up out of the sea. It's coming up out of people, but it's also coming up out of the bladder and the fluid in a person. I really believe that because I went after one that way. And that thing said, how did you know about that? Well, I didn't have to tell him none of his business. But when I was reading this and I saw, I thought, Lord, there's so many people having to have kidney transplants. What in the world is going on? And when you look at this, he rises up out of the sea. And by the way, he has seven heads. And those seven heads are those seven things I believe that we have to overcome. I'm still talking about the enemy that's within us. Or is something you tell you don't have that? Well, anyways. He said he has seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns, ten crowns. I'll get to it in just a second. Okay. Okay, if he want me to do that, let me do it. I need to do that. Just go to Revelation 12. And let's look at that. I said that about when Tommy was reading that this morning. He said, see, the beast is an image of the dragon. In Revelation 12:1, it says, now a sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon upon her feet, under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven diadems on his head. Now, where's heaven? In you. What's in the seventh heaven? I mean, in the heaven in you. There's the dragon. Isn't that what it said? It said another sign appeared in heaven, a great fiery red dragon. It talked about the sun-clothed woman, the church, and all of this in the chapter in verse 1. But look at that verse. If heaven's in you and the dragon, you know the dragon's not where God is. You know that in the heaven of heavens. But if you've got the kingdom of God is within you, I always say the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is within you and I. And in us, this thing is within us trying to stop us from becoming overcomers. I know somebody's saying it's not in me. Well, praise God, but let me tell you something. What if it is? Let me share something with you real quick. My son, our son, 51 years old, nearly died a few weeks ago. He almost bled to death. But he was born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and working with in the mission, helping people get delivered. He received a little bit of deliverance. But something told him he was delivered. God supernaturally delivered him. Now, I'm talking about my son, but I could see the things in him. I could see them in his eyes. You see, every time he would tell me that thing would pop up in his eyes and just dare me to tell him he wasn't delivered. I said, you delivered? That's against God's word. God said he'd set you free little by little. And I said, don't you be deceived. Well, he was okay. Well, I don't know what happened that caused him to turn. But for 2 years, that beast nature came up in him and took him out. He was working for the Lord every day. He was ministering to people every day. He was praying for people. He was doing everything that, you know, that we can do and helping other people, but not doing anything for himself. And he nearly died. And the Lord told me, and I shared it with him. He was in ICU and I shared it with him. God told me that he says, I've given him a chance for him to clean up his life, and if he doesn't do it, I'm going to take him out rather than let him lose his salvation. Now, I want you to know, if we've got kids that are involved in drugs and things like this and whatever, and we ourselves are so wishy-washy that they can't see Jesus in us or whatever, we need to get cleaned up, people. That thing, God says it's within us. That's the word. He said he's in the heavens. And we don't want to believe that. You think I don't want to believe it? I saw a dragon this morning while Tommy was preaching. I saw the head of the dragon, and as you were preaching, I saw its mouth, and I saw the thing clap too like that, and it began to turn. And I thought, thank you, Lord. The enemy hates for us to find out about him. And let me tell you what you do. The word says in Revelation 12, on over there, let's go a little further than it, and then I'm going to quit. Verse 7 says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels. Remember what I said at the beginning. This whole thing is to keep us from walking as sons of God. Keep us from walking as overcomers. The war is within us, and we need to win the war in us. And here we see that Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast with him. Then I heard a voice saying in heaven, now salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren, who has accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. See, he was cast out of heaven into earth. And what are you made out of? Part of my sermon was to show you you're made out of clay. And God says, I can do with clay what I want to. I made it. Said, will the clay tell the potter what to do to it? No, we can't tell God that. And he said in verse 11, this is, people, you don't have to be afraid. See, God says in Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life until death. You see, we want God's resurrection power. Now, somebody said that the other night. The resurrection said, in Philippians, where it said, I think it's Philippians, where that I might know him, know Christ, and the power of his resurrection. But we don't read the rest of it. I prayed that scripture, half of it, for years. So the Lord checked me one morning and said, what about the rest of it? I used to pray that scripture in Proverbs. It said, what is that? Proverbs 3:4-5. I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. All my ways acknowledge him, and he directs my path. And I was laying in bed quoting that scripture. I heard a voice say, no, you don't. And I got to thinking about that. And I heard that just as plain as if I said to you. See, we quote scripture, we stand on scripture, but we don't believe it. And the Lord said, you're not. You don't trust me. You don't trust me. This is years ago. And what I'm telling you right now, we know this scripture of overcomer. We all can be the overcomer, but we've got to overcome the enemy within us. And God has given us authority to do it. How does he do it? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We also bind and loose, and we need to start binding that spirit of the whole false kingdom, the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. And all of the spirits that are working with him. If I had time, I'd show you that the dragon's got around his throne protection, just exactly like God has put around his throne. It's in the book. And you have to get rid of the protectors from around that are protecting that demon in you before you can get him out. That's why deliverance takes a while. It's because we have to throw out the things that are protecting the enemy. But once we get to the enemy and get that root of that thing and get him out, see, that's the root of the witchcraft. That's the root of Satanism. That's the root of sickness. That's the root of all of our problems. And it all came from the Garden of Eden when the two trees. And we need to eat more from the tree of life and work against the enemy. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to quit. And I pray that you'll think about it, that you'll look into it, that you'll study it, and that you'll start fighting the enemy. Fight the enemy, and let's stop fighting the, let's stop getting the top of the grass, and let's go after the root. I raise grass in my yard I don't like. I have to cut it real often. So this is what we've been doing. We've been cutting the top off. We've been getting the surface stuff, but we have not gotten the causes. Amen? Praise the Lord.
She just touched that last one there. I'm going to give it to you because I think it's very important. In chapter 4 of Revelation, what's around the throne? Verse 4, and around the throne were 24 elders. Upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. They are the elders, the overseers, the protectors of our Lord. Now, Revelation 12, verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. Add them up. 7, 7, and 10. You see, Satan counterfeits everything that God has. I mean everything except salvation and miracles. He can't do the miracles. You remember in Genesis, there were certain things that they did that the soothsayers and magicians did to counterfeit the acts of God that Moses displayed, but then there were some they could not do. So they can't do the miracles. They can't do all the miracles. And these things, when you study it down, these things are the protection of Satan that he has around the false Trinity in you. Wild, isn't it? You can't receive it? Study it. That's the Word of God. That's God's Word. That's not something that we just pick up out of the air and just to have something to say to you. And you don't know how she worried over this thing and how she rebelled first. She first said, yes, I'll give that, I'll do this. See, we've been doing this in our church. We've been studying this. We have been going through it. It's not new to us. To you, some of you, it's the first time you've ever heard any of this. But we've been receiving this over a period of time. Some of it since almost back to when we came back from Christmas time, the first of the year, here. And it began to, the Lord began to deal with her on it. So it's not new to us, but for some of you it's new. Don't throw it away. Let God reveal it to you. It's real. It explains why we have the problems in our life and why all of a sudden, I say it this way, all of a sudden, the choir director runs off with the piano player and both of them are married to different people. Why? Good people. Something took over. They were unaware of it. And it just finally took over. Those things will take over you if you don't get rid of them. Now that's real. I want you to know that's real. I could spend the rest of the evening here. I mean, on in the night telling you situations that we have faced in deliverance. We're not going to do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now I come to you and I ask you, Lord, touch our hearts afresh and anew and to give us tender hearts for you, Lord. Tender hearts to allow you to minister to us this day. To get rid of those things that are not pleasing unto you in our life. That we would not listen to the wrong voice and rebel and hold on when we need to cast them out. Touch us afresh and anew. Give us a fresh touch tonight, Lord. Father, your presence has been magnificent, wonderful beyond even words that we can use here in this meetings and in these last days. Father, you're here tonight and you're here to set people free. Open us up. Touch people that they would be willing to get rid of those harassments that separate them from you and that try to destroy them. Right now, I ask every person here, repent of anything in your life right now that would stand between you and your God. The only legitimate reason you have for deliverance is to serve God. And if you're going to hold on to sin, you're not pleasing God and you're not going to get deliverance. But if you want to walk in the fullness of our Lord and to see Him manifested in our life and to have that wonderful fellowship with Him, that's what it's all about. And the peace that goes with it. Then let's get rid of the enemy that is within. It separates us. Repent. Repent right now. Now forgive. Any person, living or dead, that has harmed you, hurt you, physically or mentally or in any manner come against you, that you've held animosity against them, forgive them right now. He says it's not right to do it. Yes, it is. I'm not asking you to do it for their sake. I'm asking you to do it for your sake. So God can deal with you this afternoon. Forgive. Right now. Think back. Is there any person right now? Father, make us vessels. Vessels that are fitted for you, Lord. For we love you and we want to be pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. You spirits of rebellion, come out of them. Come out now in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Your part is when I call a spirit not to pray. Keep both feet flat on the floor. Do not cross your arms or your hands. Just put your feet flat on the floor and kind of lay your hands down on your legs. Because the enemy will use it if you tighten up. He will do it. He absolutely will do it. Do not pray. You mentally agree with me. If you're in there, you've got to go because the Word declares it. Not what I say, because the Word says it. And I'm going to force it here. And as I bind on earth, the Scripture says, God will move from heaven. You want God to move from heaven today? Then get right now. Let's get these out. Rebellion. Rebellion. Come on out of these people. Rebellion. Loosen and let them go. And all that disobedience. Disobedience to the Word. Disobedience to one another. Lying spirits. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the self-will. Self-will. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Stubbornness. All stubbornness. In the name of Jesus. Lord, rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Destruction. All the spirits of destruction. That old anti... what is his name? Somebody help me. Abaddon and Apollyon. Abaddon and Apollyon. The destroyer and destruction. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. Abaddon, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and all Apollyon. In Jesus' name. All destruction spirit. Loose them. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you're a liar. You've got to go. You've got to go. Father, let your spirit move, sweep over this place right now. If you want them, help me. Breathe hard. Take three big, deep breaths. And out. In the name of Jesus, I call the tail of the dragon out. That false prophet. That false prophet in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I call that false prophet out. In Jesus' name, loose them. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out of them. Come out. The tail of a dragon. The tail of a dragon, which is the false prophet. Loose them and come on out of there. Come out. That one that speaks to you in your mind in the name of the Lord Jesus. The one that says that you don't have to obey. The one that says it'll be easier. That they won't listen to you. All of the negative thoughts that are spoken in your mind, that false prophet has to go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't stay in this people. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. You have no rights. Your legal holds are broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the power of even curses that have given you holds in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break every curse that's been loosed against you to give the false prophet or any of the demons that are harassing you right now a hold on you, especially the false trinity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call that false trinity out. That false trinity. Loose them and let them go. The beast, the false prophet, and the dragon. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Did you know one comes against the flesh and one comes against the spirit and one comes against the soul? Come out of them. Come out of them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. That false trinity has to go. Beast, the false prophet. and the dragon. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to resistance. Resistance. I bind that spirit of resistance and I cast you out in Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Resistance. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. All interference. All the protection. All the protection. Those 12 spirits that Satan has placed round about for his protection of the false trinity. I bind the protection of the false trinity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind its power, its strength, and its ability, and I cast it out. I cast out the protection. All 24 of them. All 24 of them. Yes, you will leave. The Word declares it. It's alive and it's powerful and you've got to go. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loosen them. The 24 protectors of the false trinity has to go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. All the friction and repulse and defiance. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loosen them. Loosen them and come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. All the aggressiveness. All the aggressiveness, in the name of Jesus, scorn, sorcery, come out, witchcraft, all the witchcraft, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let them go, witchcraft curses, all the witchcraft curses that have been loosed on you, the curses that are loosed, I break the power of the witchcraft over you in the name of Jesus, loose them and come out, in Jesus' name, come on out of there, come on out, move, witchcraft, in Jesus' name, loose them and come out, loose them and let them go, loose them and let them go, restlessness, all drugs, all taking of drugs, all the tranquilizers, I cast out tranquilizers, I don't care what your name is, in the name of Jesus, tranquilizers, you got to go, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all those that have tranquilizers, all those spirits of tranquilizers came in. You've got to go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. All tranquilizers. Tranquilizers that deaden the mind and the will in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. Seduction. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Witchcraft again. In Jesus' name, all that witchcraft, loose them and let them go. Witchcraft curses, come out in Jesus' name. Unholy sex, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You men had a teaching on it today. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all the unholy sex. In Jesus' name, I speak to greed. Spirits of greed, I command you to let this people go and release them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Greed, lying, hate, evil plotting and evil planning, evil control of others. That's witchcraft. That's still witchcraft. Come on out. Come out. Unrighteous judgment. Rock music. I call out rock music. In the name of Jesus. All spirits of rock music. See, I don't listen to it. You did when you were younger, though, didn't you? Did you ever get deliverance? No, it didn't leave by itself. Rock music. Come on out of there. Come out. You're a liar, a thief, and a robber over these people. Loose them and let them go. I break the power of Satan and the rock music in the name of Jesus, and I cast you out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Even Christian rock. The one so-called Christian rock. In Jesus' name. Let them go. In Jesus' name. I call out deceit. Trickery, betrayal, pride, spirits of pride, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Six things does God hate. Number one is pride. Pride. Loose them and let them go. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose the pride. All spirits of pride. All false love. False love in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of it. Come out in Jesus' name. Okay. Stir them up now. Come on. Take a deep breath. Let's get them moving again. You become passive. Don't become passive. In the name of Jesus, loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, come out in Jesus' name. You have no rights, demon. You are not of the Lord. You have no place here in this people. My God sets people free and you will go. I cover you with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I apply the blood freely over everyone. You're blood bought, purchased by the blood of Jesus. Bought by that blood and covered in that blood, you have no right. The devil has no right to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now loose them and come out. Doubt, depression,
frustration, insecurity. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to all this confusion. Confusion. That's a strong spirit over this camp. Confusion. Confusion in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loosen. Loosen and come out. Spirits of confusion. Loosen and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Conniving spirits. Arrogance. Arrogance and false love. Doubt. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Scornful spirits. Destroy your spirits. Fear. Spirits of fear. All types of fear. Fear of man. Fear of woman. Fear of authority. Fear of poverty. Fear of not having enough to eat. Fear of getting fat. All types of fear. All fears. Every fear. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak to fears. You got to go. Fear. Fear. Loose them and let them go. You're not of the Lord. You are not of the Lord. You cannot stay in this people. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. All fears. All types of fear. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Death. Death. I speak to death. Spirit of death in the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. The Lord Jesus Christ brings life. We're people of the Lord. Death has no place here. Jesus overcame you. Jesus overcame death. I speak to that spirit of death and I command it. Loose this people to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Here's one we all want to get rid of. Poverty. Spirits of poverty. Holes in our pocket. Holes in the pocket. Poverty. Poverty spirits. I bind poverty spirits and I cast them out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. You don't want afflictions, but I cast out afflictions in Jesus' name. Trouble. I cast out trouble and confusion. Terror. Hate. Hate. I come against hate. Spirits of hate. I cast you out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Disease. Disease. Distress. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Domination. Domination. A broken-hearted spirit. I cast out broken-hearted spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hurts. Hurts. Hurts that hurt the heart. Hurts. I cast out hurts. Deep hurts. Deep hurts you've carried for years. All the hurts. All the hurts. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hurts. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I cast out heaviness and mourning and infirmity and sickness. In Jesus' name, I cast out a spirit of stealing and lying. In Jesus' name, I cast out murder, spirits of murder. You see, we wouldn't murder anybody. If you hate somebody, he says it's the same as murder. Spirits of murder, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Doubt, condemnation. False gifts. I cast out false gifts. Imaginations. High things. Unclean spirits. Resentment. Hatred. Anger. Rejection. Self-pity. Jealousy. Depression. Worry. Inferiority. Insecurity. Mental torment. Procrastination. Indecision. Compromise. Rationalization. Loss of memory. Spiritual wickedness. False gospels. Sore boils. Self-will, deceiving spirits, madness, lying, cursing, blasphemy, criticism. None of them hurt. None of them working. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Got anything? You got any won't call? Anybody got any won't call before we quit?
Bigotry.
I cast out spirits of bigotry in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, bigotry, spirits of bigotry and racism. Racism and bigotry, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. You will not operate in God's people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all the racism and bigotry. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anybody else? Cancer. Spirit of cancer. That's a true spirit. That is a spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call cancer out. Spirits of cancer. Cancer, all types of cancer. Cancer in the colon, cancer in the kidney. cancer in the intestines, cancer in the lung, cancer in the breast, cancer surrounding the heart, brain cancer, prostate cancer, prostate, cancer of the prostate, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to loose this people, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. There's a book up there on cancer. Just a minute. There's a book up there. Get the book. Get the book on cancer. You're going to have to do some work yourself. I do feel that you're going to have to prepare yourself. It is a spirit, and I believe, and I truly believe it'll leave. But you're going to have to prepare yourself to get rid of it. You're going to have to seek God. But you know, you're going to have to seek God to get rid of anything. Cancer is rooted in unforgiveness. That's right. There is one of the main things that where cancer comes from. It's unforgiveness. Now, somebody back here had one that held a hand.
Masonry.
Freemasonry. I cast out that spirit of Freemasonry. The Blue Lodge. Blue Lodge. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Freemasonry. Sliders, Blue Lodge, Freemasonry. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of the heads of Freemasonry in the name of the Lord Jesus. I destroy that person. I cover Freemasonry with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to do a work in those people, those that have set themselves above the Most High God and have perverted God's Word and His people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I cast out that spirit of Freemasonry in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray over the heads of Freemasonry and Shriners, all of the top leaders of that know what is happening in there. And I ask, Father, that you love them and do a work in them, that they too shall love you and seek you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break that bondage of that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Eastern Star along with it. And who else? Job's daughters, Eastern Star. Job's daughters and Eastern Star. I cast out those spirits of Eastern Star. Especially Eastern Star is very prominent. I don't know Job's daughters, but I'm sure it's another one that... It is. Okay. Rainbow Worlds. Rainbow Worlds and the... Boys have Demolay. Demolay. I cast out spirits of Demolay in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rainbow Girls, Job's Daughters, and Eastern Star in the name of Jesus. Nervous spirits. Spirits that come against the nerve system. Spirits that come against the nervous system. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of those spirits that come against the nervous system. In Jesus' name, I command you to loose the nervous system. In the name of the Lord Jesus, against the heel of the spine, against the brain stem, and against the brain itself, I take authority over you and I cast you out. In Jesus' name, I command you to loose him. Loose him and let him go in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. Alcoholism. Alcoholism and all drugs, not only alcohol, all other drugs. Cocaine, marijuana, crack, all derivatives of cocaine, and all of the other uppers and downers, all of the not only street drugs, I come against prescription drugs that are habit forming. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and all of you know the names of them, I don't know them. In the name of Jesus, but I break the power of addictive prescription drugs that control the mind, the will, and the emotions. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Cigarettes, nicotine. I break the power of nicotine over you. I break that addictive spirit of nicotine in Jesus' name. I break the power of not only nicotine, but of wine, beer, whiskey, gin, cordials, and any other form of alcohol in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I take authority over it. I cast it out. I cast it out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Oh, Jesus. Blood of
it washes white as snow. Oh, the blood has power. Oh, the blood has power. Oh, the blood has power to wash my sin away. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Power, 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 wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Father, I bless the food. Forgive me, Lord. Father, I cleanse this church. I drive out every spirit that came out of any person here in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I call for the angels to come and gather. Father, send your angels. Send the warriors, Lord, to gather them up and to chain them. Chain every spirit, every false doctrine, everything that is not of you, Lord, that came out and is present in this building, and carry it away and take it to the pit and bind it there that it will not come back to harass us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind backlash. I bind retaliation against you from the devil and from the demons that would come back to harass you because you were in deliverance today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, I loose the Holy Spirit. Fill every spot that was vacated in the name of the Lord Jesus with your most high spirit, Lord. We praise you and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I bless the food. Father, we receive it for the nourishment of our bodies. We thank you for it. We thank the ones that prepared it. And we just give you the praise and the glory for it, that we may eat it without fear, because we prayed over it, and nothing shall harm us in this food. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.